name is Naomi Olukoti, and I love the realness of the podcast. I love the fact that, you know, the matters that are being discussed are things that are real and that are happening every day, and they definitely need to be addressed, and they are being addressed, so that is brilliant. And you know the vibes, you know the vibes, you know the vibes.
Hi, my name is Olamide. So the Shalaya podcast is so amazing. I like the fact that there's no limit to what can be talked about. And as much as you learn, you're also enjoying what you're learning. So it's entertainment with information, basically. I also love the fact that I've been on the podcast already, so waiting for more. So my imitation of the podcast. Hi guys, welcome back to the Shalaya podcast. You know, it's a vibe, it's a vibe, it's a vibe. You already know.
Hold up. How about we tell Olamide that it's not, it's a vibe, it's a vibe. It is, you know the vibes, you know the vibes, you know the freaking vibes. Bruh, are we sure she's a listener though? Huh. Podcast with Orinimi, you know the vibes. This episode is going to be really special. First of all, you know, hey, you people. So I think in the last episode I talked about how, I'm not sure I actually talked about it, but the next episode was going to be like the anniversary episode, and on the 15th of March, yeah, the Shalaya podcast clocked one, and I did a whole review on my. Thank you. And then I did a whole review. I checked out my Spotify Wrapped from 2021, and I saw that I had listeners from over 15 countries and have over 2,300 plays, and I have like estimated audience of like 66 people. I'm thinking it's be like 100, but it's fine. No, it's all right. It's all right. You know. And then now I have 200 plays. I'm 200 plays utter. So it's 2,500. I'm just like, hey. I'm not your mate. But wow. It has been such an amazing journey. I want to thank every single person. Every, like, people really rate me, honestly. I don't know. I know that I've said on this podcast before that I started based on vibes. I wanted to do it for myself. Honestly, I wanted to just talk, right? And I didn't care if anybody would listen. I felt like my friends would want to. You know how you just feel like, no, you know, bad. I see bad rich. My friends go, shout out, jam out. You get that kind of thing. But then my friends started posting it out. They were really telling me, put it out on Twitter, on Instagram. I'm like, it's not that deep.
Calm down.
But then before I actually knew what was happening, people were global. Listening all over. And then global. I'm like, international podcaster.
International.
You know, are you sick? Well, actually, I have a tongue. Actually, I have one tongue and one normal person on my episode.
I'm the normal person, of course.
You are the tongue, of course. Actually, I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, that's just, you know, this is an appreciation episode, so to speak. And I have, I think, really interesting people today. I would like to introduce Damola first. So, interestingly, I just met her, but she caught my fancy. So she decided to, you know, join us on this podcast. And I have Tosin here today.
What, my boy?
Tosin has been on this podcast before. I don't know why we're doing this again.
Because it you wasn't know, even when, like the when last you one enjoy something, great. You come for second round. The last one was great.
Who enjoyed it?
You enjoyed it.
I think it's just a coincidence.
You enjoyed it.
I don't know where I'm talking about.
Are
you sick? This boy. Honestly, I'm done.
All right, guys. My fans all over there.
Please, can you calm down? I'm the one that's going to. Shut up.
Okay, sorry.
It swapped the numbers from 15 to, yeah, you don't know how it's doing.
It's seen the future.
You get it, seen into the future.
Yeah, you know.
Futurist. Oh my God.
So yes, it's about to be a whole, it's about to be a whole party in here. So yeah, I have Tosin today and I have Damola joining me. And you know, we're gonna talk about some of the few things that have been trending. Let's start with Hush Puppy. I heard that you see when you have talent in life.
In life, wherever you are, anywhere you showcase. It was so, you know, there's a, do you know the motivational quote that Hush Puppy taught me?
What was that?
Don't let your background put your back to the ground.
What the hell?
I'm telling you. Let me explain. Okay. Because now, Hush Puppy came all the way from background of a booty metal. But look at him now. He's in the prison of the abroad. Do you get? Do you know what it means? Like, although, like, I look up to him now. I know why they call him Hush.
I'm sorry, please. I don't promote fraud on this podcast. I don't know what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying.
No, you're looking up to him. Please, can we stop?
I mean, when I say I'm looking up to him, they post his picture up on the internet.
It's okay.
No, but I have one. Sorry, please, alright. So do you know why it's called Hush Puppy?
Why?
Guess it.
You have to tell us.
Because he has so.
It doesn't. The thing is that it has
I have something to say.
I'm going to, because it's always popping.
Do you get?
Okay, cool.
And people always want to know the source of it. So it goes like, hush.
Okay, cool.
So they always shoot people up and say, hush. Okay, cool. While it's popping.
All right. Moving on. We're just going to act like we did not hear that. I just want to say that till we end this episode, if you don't want to get kicked out, and I'm not joking, don't crack any rubbish joke again.
I won't crack.
I know this was what he did in last episode too. Because some people don't change. That's the idea. So, Hush Puppy really went to prison and was still pulling off doings, quote unquote. Yeah, I don't know what to think about that because that's not something to be proud of. I think it is. I don't know if it does that like paint a picture of him being addicted to it, because even if you're he can't spend the money, right? Because he's in prison. So does that paint a picture of him being obsessed with the idea of just defrauding people,
or maybe it's just his ego?
I think it is a situation of where a skill is misused. You know what? One of the things that came to mind the first time I saw this is how intelligent he must have been.
He must be really smart.
So for him, it is not just about the money. Yeah. It's the thrill of having to be able to pull off things like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen. I'm going to take a reference from a movie now. Okay. This Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
They steal. It's not about what they are stealing. It's the fact that they're able to pull it off. The old thrill of being able to like boycott a system. Do you get? So I figure that is not to support fraud or anything. I'm totally 100% against fraud, unless you give me small. That's an enlightenment. But the point is that it's a misplaced priority. I figure that if he was in a better system that supports him, who knows?
You'll probably like channel it into something more productive.
One of our biggest, baddest detectives.
Something like that. So that's that about Hush Puppy. So we had somebody celebrated her 21st birthday, and I remember seeing the pictures on Instagram, pictures and videos on Instagram, and I felt like, oh, is she getting married?
You know, because your own lingo like that.
I don't take that as an insult, to be honest, because I felt like it was a lot of luxury. My opinion. I mean, this is my podcast. You people know. I can say anything. I feel like this is where I say anything, and I don't care. If you like, don't accept it. Yeah. Off your mic.
Off your data.
But honestly, I felt like it was a lot of luxury. What do you think? I'm talking about Priscilla Ojo. So what do you think, Damola?
I love luxury, so.
Yeah. Because I mean, do you see the cake?
If you can afford it.
Damola, I want to say that I want to do something like that.
Did you see the cake?
Yes, I saw the cake. It was massive. Yes, it could have been much, but she could afford it.
Actually, it was dope.
But the question is, where would I define this money?
Right! That's what we should unlock, bro.
The thing is that this is basically a proco, right? So I don't even think she's doing something illegal, but like maybe they just give us updates.
But talking about you know, apropos that we're doing, there's Nancy Sime that has been in the spotlight.
My baby.
I remember I was really surprised when I saw that she was in the news, because usually she isn't. She's never in anything controversial.
Unless it's a skit, or a movie.
She's just looking for money. Do you understand that kind of person? She doesn't even party. If you watched my episode with this Tame Song guy, she was just talking about. She's actually a really low key person. So seeing her in the news, I'm like, what's going on with my queen? And then the next thing is just lover blog or something is calling her out for following a big man, say she be a shewo, she be olosho, she be this one. My first question is, look at Nancy Simen.
Like, girl,
who is she supposed to follow? I'm sorry, I'm actually corporate sorry MC. To her.
I mean, just look at her. That's one of the most beautiful.
I had a conversation with my friend yesterday, yeah. And I was saying that it's not even. You see, when I mean, I know that women, we go through so many stereotypes. Like it's literally like following, sweeping after you as you're walking past, and one of it is, when you're successful, it means that somebody's sponsoring you. You're sleeping with men, not just one man. And then, but I'm like, my stand culture did not reach the side where I'll be vouching for anybody. But I'm saying out here that even if Nancy is even if she's sleeping with big men,
we know she's an adulting person.
Who is she supposed to? No, my own is. Is she supposed to sleep with somebody in Surulere or in Yaba or in Korodu? Like, what is your problem?
And I feel like people should chill, especially when it comes to
these bloggers. They are moving mad.
And you know it could actually be a false rumor.
She would not ordinarily come out to address something like this, but she had to do like I think on her story, like 4 different slides of. Okay, she said, she said something about add my name. So, like, if you be woman for this industry, just add Olosho or Ashewo to your name, because now waiting they stop with that and all of that.
Yeah, and it's quite sad, being that we're even in the month, the
Women's History Month.
Yeah, it's true.
And these are the issues, these are the things that we talk about. We're about to move into Horrible Boss's story trending on Twitter. I think Tosin knows the
Because
where
you know,
started from.
Ore is actually one of the horrible boss I like to start with. Yes.
This is not funny. Are you sick?
Ore, can you see what you are saying? Did she just ask me if I'm sick?
No, because I feel like you are sick.
No. People in Bento don't do past this one now.
So what is the Bento story?
So apparently the story and the gist is that they've had like a whole lot of mistreatment. Been mistreating people on what is arguably human right basis. It's not even about working with someone, like, you know, having to body shame people. One of the ones that really stuck in my memory, I read the article, and then a whole lot of dragging left and right, but I don't always want to take everything nuclear and sacred, but some stuck was when someone came late to a stand-up like meeting, like all these, all, you know, they have meetings, all these tech companies, they always have online
for sure,
and it goes like, if I was as fat as you, I would go late everywhere.
Oh my god.
And people had receipts.
Oh my god.
People had me. There was a member that was calling somebody fucking. I was like, do you know who I am? I'll fuck you up. I'll eat from poverty trench. I'm like, bro, it's now work I find.
I think one of the things I hate most is when you body shame somebody.
Do you know, forget body shame. Someone came for interview. They asked the person.
It's crazy. That's a whole conversation. It's even
crazier. Like, when I heard that, I felt like that's so personal. Like, it is so personal beyond work. Like, if you're insulting me on the basis of the work I could not do, if you had called me lazy, I mean, we could still like.
Even if you're calling me lazy, like.
But body shaming is.
No, that's what I'm saying. Crazy.
I mean.
And then people started coming out on Twitter to talk about their own horrible boss's experience. Somebody said, "Oh, he had to go for a PTA meeting one time because his boss couldn't." I think it's just crazy the things that people have had to go through because they're working under somebody, and then you have to.
These bosses take
person.
It like master and slave kind of relationship.
Yeah. Honestly,
I saw one. The guy was like, "Imagine." I saw him on Twitter and was like, "Imagine." Wearing expensive stretch shirts, good pants,
and all of
Ferragamo shoes, good restaurant just to go and buy amala for the yoga. Can you imagine?
Oh my god, like this is terrible. And then they had it all. We had the Nollywood space. We had them in Twitter space.
Sorry, before you go to Nollywood space, right. This one got my brain because it's funny. Okay. They asked the guy to sit on the floor during an interview to test his humility.
Are you joking?
Well, and then to get the job.
Can we talk about the fact that people will ordinarily stoop? I'm sorry to use that word. Yes. Because we're in a very, people are desperate to get jobs. Yes. And you can't blame anybody for being desperate.
Yes.
So that's why they will treat you anyhow. So we shifted to the old Nollywood space. That's something that I'm obviously very much interested in. So I joined
as an Nollywood actor.
You know.
Oh, boy. Sorry.
I'm saying, all right,
I gotta say I'm in two shots.
And then people were talking about how they don't pay these writers proper money. Imagine paying a writer 5k per episode.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
That is
so somebody so imagine bad. Somebody wants to put our skinny girls in track. The person that wrote it, Damiele, I don't know how to pronounce her surname, so I don't want to pronounce it wrong. But Dami came out to say, I mean, she's a celebrity writer, so to speak. But she's talking about past experiences, how you shouldn't just, like, these people will literally offer you the most
ridiculous
prices. They want you to do a whole web series, maybe let's say 15 episodes, one episode 30 minutes each or something. Somebody yesterday on the space actually said they offered him 30k.
Jesus.
I write monologues, right? I will not even collect 30k for a proper monologue that I script. Because do you know you can, there's no amount you can actually pay somebody for what they are like. I don't know, especially it's when it gets to that
energy, like, bro, you get,
but a whole web series, though, and these people don't even get credits when the movie comes out.
That's what I was about to
say. They don't get credits,
like, that behind the scenes, they should, like, in Hollywood,
it's really crazy,
they get paid a whole lot. Like,
Hollywood, are you joking?
You see, people, I'm talking about people, you know, behind the scenes, like, writers,
and they get all of their credits, they even have categories for awards and all that. But Nigeria,
these are the problems.
There's so many things.
We're so anti, you know, startup. Like, we don't like to give people the opportunity to grow properly. Because people are growing.
Yeah, like people, yes, statement like, when did it start? Say, when?
Hey, so, you get. I asked you a question today. I want to ask it. I want to say it again because it was even something that Nora post-tweeted about. And she was saying that it's hard for people that knew you when you were starting up, you know, to accept the fact that you've gotten to a stage where they can't just offer you. So you call a price for them when you've blown, so to speak, and they're like, you won't know.
Isn't it that was selling you that you were 2000?
Do you understand?
I would drag someone's ass on this podcast, and I'll even mention the name of the brand. I'm not going to lie.
They're giving me the energy that they had on Twitter space yesterday.
So now this is the gist here. You remember that Zinoliski show that happened?
Yeah.
Amfi, we paid Zinoliski fucking 3 point something million. I know the amount Zinoliski collected.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm the MC of this event.
Yeah.
Ideally, if you have enough money to pay an artist 3 something,
then you should pay the MC
properly.
Yeah.
So now the name of the main organizer of the event is Vest.
Yeah.
And like I said, they dragged.
It's actually really calling them. I love this energy. Let's...
because it really hurts me.
Let's get it.
That so the event planner is my very good friend Tanwa. Extreme Innovation. Yeah. No. So she's like, oh, this guy, this is the amount he charges at the moment.
Okay.
Which is a fact. We didn't even add extra money. Like, I collected the exact amount that I charged for Fave Show. You know, Fave Show had happened earlier.
Okay.
And I was MC at Fave Show and she was organizer of that.
Yeah.
And because she's even my friend, I gave her my flat price.
All right.
So she's coming again, being the fact that it's a consistent, well, we have an arrangement of that.
No.
So I'm like, okay, still pay the same amount.
Okay.
Which is not even up to 200K.
Okay.
The money is not up to 200K. Pay that same amount.
Yeah.
And the man goes like, is this not this corporate MC that worked for me last year? Apparently, I'd worked for the CEO a year ago.
So, I mean, last year,
how much I collected from him that time? I collected, after begging, I collected 25K. It was like, he said, can't you do it for 25K?
So, they'll really be pricing your art again. Your tell them freaking craft.
Definitely. Are you joking?
That's a conversation. Do you know
the energy you put into grow?
Do you know the things you paid for? That's literally what you said. To accept the fact that people will grow. See, I had my first film set that I kind of gave you guys a background about earlier this year. one very popular actor, I don't even need to mention his name now because I'm sure he doesn't, he's a very low-key person, so he doesn't want to be out there. But having a conversation, and I was telling me about how it's hard for people to understand. No, it's not even hard for people to understand now, because in this sense, right, they see him on social media.
Now.
So they understand that he's busy.
Mm-hmm.
So people that used to call him for jobs before and that kind of thing, they can't call him like that anymore. But then some of them will not have the balls again to
the
call
guts,
you. The guts.
The
guts. The effort. And then they'll call you and you tell them I'm the detergent. They're like,
so
have you forgotten? You know, they become so entitled to you, especially the ones
yes.
that make it look like they are the ones
that
put you where.
Meanwhile, when
and
you
they
were struggling, they were not there. They were not there.
Like, this conversation is something that I will always go back to.
This
always
pains me personally.
Yes.
It's crazy.
You know, me, I've run a business.
Yeah.
A skincare business.
Yeah.
So when I started, I used to like sell 3 things for like 5k.
Okay.
And now I've gotten to a place where like I have like products of like 5k to like 15k.
Right.
Now these products, they are different. I've put in
clearly
energy,
different.
I've put in time.
You've
yeah.
learnt more.
I've
learnt
more.
You
what do you get?
Yeah. yeah the
and
branding
again,
is never the
my
same.
Value. So let me tell you, I don't care if I say it's this price.
That's
the
price.
Price.
That's
the
energy I'm talking
you
about.
Think,
if you can't afford it,
that's your business. That's your business. Now you see my family. When it's not even just family. Let me
yeah.
family and friends. When I started, I'm pretty patronized. No.
Yeah.
Because there's an increase in value. Does it? What you're getting now is not what you got then.
People
you'll be like, Shabi,
it's
5,000.
It's not
you. To sell it now.
I've forgotten
when
you
see,
you don't understand.
You know, recently, someone paid your pad
me
food and 5k to come out to them.
Can you imagine?
Do you know,
I reject it for your destiny.
Do you know, guess what I told them in meeting Money Pride? Money, do your money is fine. I'll use 5k to support your event. I sent him 5k. So you are very stupid.
Honestly, I like
you,
right? But
like,
can you channel this energy into giving me free money?
You are stand. Focus on your podcast.
I feel like you should give me free money. You get somebody free 5k just like that. What did they
now
know?
Why,
this,
now
this is a matter of ego.
Yeah.
You know,
and then now why
I know
free money? Order food for you when you come today.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Now me come bring.
I pray say that guy.
Who give you breakfast today?
So let's focus on the
podcast. Who give you breakfast?
Let's focus on the podcast.
Now me don't serve.
I'm like, you know, in life
but honestly,
continue to put it.
But honestly, that's like, there's so many things that we can't talk about. People need to understand that you grow and you will not just, like, you will, my son's mom was saying something, was like, all right, you that you will still blow and burn. I say, yes, I will blow and burn. I will just blow. Like, people need to understand that
yeah.
you keep evolving,
you
right?
Get.
And then you can't keep looking at me with the...
Precisely.
And if you choose to, that's your piece.
That's
a you that's problem.
That's all you.
That's a you problem.
Don't tell it to me.
Yeah, like,
but it will make you feel very guilty for it. You know how we are.
You make me... No,
let me
no,
also
no,
say
see,
this.
Let me tell you,
okay.
I shall okay. never feel guilty for growing.
People
will
feel guilty.
You're not growing. That's your problem.
So there's a set of people that I really respect so much.
Yeah.
I can't really drag this because they're people that I really love.
Yeah.
And they've not done anything wrong too much, but they're already insinuating.
Mm-hmm.
You have an event, you're like, oh, because you're part of us,
mm-hmm.
Alpha, come. How much?
I'm not saying that one because we're in
the
employee conference together. Oh.
So,
I'm not saying that, please, please don't say that thing because we're in one organization together and we
it's
have
not,
events. Don't say,
it's not that
okay.
one. It's not that one. So,
yeah.
so but it's something like that. Like, it's an organization and they're like, oh, because you're part of what? How much do you charge? Now, them ask me.
Mm-hmm.
I say I charge 50k for this particular type of event you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
They say, okay, what's the least you can do? I say the least, and I'm not even lying, the least I can do for you is 40.
Mm-hmm.
They say, okay. Only for me to go and be hearing my gist that I can't go. Am I not part? Are we not part of this thing together?
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody? I'm like, you know, for now. You people should know that I'm giving Ketra money. You people should know that I'm giving Ketra money now because Ketra is part. You know, go pay Ketra. Even if the person is part.
But you
next
sub, you
next
you
like,
so
say I know he's a part of it. Corporate MC
is
different.
Part of, thank
what?
You.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You're booking corporate MC. You're booking
yes,
corporate MC.
Yes, it's Tosi. I know that. Mutiroti. God,
and that's
God bless
period.
You.
Very
period.
So yeah, we've really, you know, been able
to exhaust
that point and some other things. Like I said, it is the anniversary and I mean,
woo!
Shall I?
Woo!
Oh my god! I mean, I'm just gonna. I don't have a particular. We don't have a particular topic we're talking about today. But
let's talk about me. Duh.
As I was saying, right, so I'm going to ask you people something. You know, I kind of gave a background to the reason why I started this podcast. Yeah. And I like the idea that I have both of you here with me today. Mm. And
it's a privilege for you to have me here.
And I'm just going to keep ignoring him. And, you know, if I when I started it, the idea of the name of the podcast actually came from my brother. And I think it came from my brother because he's one of the closest people to me. And he knows
that
I love to talk. So it gave it to me the very first time, and it clicked immediately. Like, yes, this is the name I'm looking for. And, you know, that's basically just the urge to talk. So I was saying something before we started, right, that somebody will say, resist the urge to shalai, but I'm like, I don't want to resist the urge to shalai. I want to talk. It's not that I'll tell me what I will do, that kind of thing. So I'm going to ask you people, I'm going to ask Damola first, do you ever feel the need to...
shalai?
You know,
do you know a name that would fly though before that answers? Oh, if Shalai podcast had not, you know,
what?
Oh, God.
Okay, so that's actually a thing that I came up with an FC name for my listeners. That's the name Ejowewe FC. You're too good.
I love you, God, man. Shout out to all the Ejowewe FC.
I'm serious. I literally said and it's Ejowewe FC. So, do you ever feel like there are times that you want to, you can, like, there's something that no matter what it is that is happening, and people are like, no, like, just let it pass. You'll be like, nah, bro, I'm going to talk about it. Like, what's that thing? And do you ever feel like you've been in that position before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. My own is...
Yeah.
You know, I can't really put it... I can't box it into a word or two. Okay. So I'm just going to explain it.
Okay.
You know how, you know, we're all Africans, and there's this African thing of respect your elders. Mm. Fine, like, I'm big on respecting elders.
This conversation,
please, respect is reciprocal. I'm respecting you as a person. Yeah. Respect me as a person. Not that because you're an elder, you don't think you can do me any. I'm sorry, I wasn't raised to shut my mouth. Actually, I will talk to you, so, and you are going to hear it.
Yeah, so we have like a mutual ground on that. Because that's something my mom will say. My mom is like one of my favorite people ever. And, you know, our generation is really different. But she's somebody that has been able to understand that things have changed. And you can't really raise your children the way you were raised. So she's kind of in that headspace now. And she has noticed that I don't like it when an elder is trying to...
Right.
Your mije. I'm sorry to use that Yoruba. Mm-hmm. Right.
Why are you sorry for using Yoruba?
No, like, no, I'm saying, like, I can't, I don't know, I don't know how to put
it. Oh, you are sorry for the people that don't understand Yoruba.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So, how do we say your mije? Cheat me.
Pick me and chow me. Oh,
oh
sorry.
My God. No, yeah, no, you're saying like, literal. Are you sick?
Me. Yummy. Roast me.
And eat me. So, I think it's just going to be cheat me. And, you know, it had happened in several times. Like that, there was one time I went to this car wash. This guy came up on me with the "I'm your agbalagbanimi," and I'm like, "Bro, I dropped the car here. You didn't wash the car. I came back. You still don't wash the car.
And
I'm clearing you. You're telling me agbalagbanimi. Oh God, what tell me say agbalagbanimi?
Did they collect money before you left?
Can you imagine? Do you understand? So these are the issues.
Yeah.
I remember going back home to tell my mom. She's like, she's like, hey, already we've got to go and test already. So she knows me to be that kind of person. So I really understand what you're saying. So that's also something that I would definitely shalai. I would talk, like, there's no way, because I feel like you said, respect is reciprocal. Mm-hmm. If you respect me, I respect you back. My hostel people were still vexing me. My potter was still vexing me each day. I had to clear her. Almost, it's not that you're old though. If you fuck up,
you know, funny thing that people always think it's a
people always
think it's a Yoruba thing.
Well, but I found
that no, really. Do you know that in the depth of Yoruba, there's another that says "Tag Baba Wu Wa Ibadie Aman Shiba Fun Won."
Even in the Bible,
do you know what it means by that?
You know that part in the Bible that, like, children should respect their
but
their
there's
parents,
also a part where parents
and
not,
like, parents do not vote your children,
but they never say that part.
Skip that part.
You know, the amazing thing about the way Yoruba says it, maybe for people that don't understand what I just said, is like, if an adult trespasses,
right,
do you know what you do? You remove the respect and put them in their place. That is what shigda for them is like. I'm a shigda for one quick, so swabies, nobody, you go collect too.
Actually, because I've noticed, especially with Yoruba people, once you give them
Yoruba people feel so
they will go in mile.
They will go in.
So listen, that inch, don't give it to them. Just let them know that
Ah, auntie, so, mude respect you.
But I beg them out.
But
you know,
that makes a lot of sense.
The most, the sweetest abuse is that the one that comes with respect. Without the respect, ma,
you still your auntie.
Without the respect, ma,
you
know, we don't need to talk about that. What could make sense? You know, we're black, but you know, every
God, they'll be like, ah,
if you know my family, and you know, near the two are each.
So yeah, I really understand that. So Tosin, what is that thing that you feel like you always want to shalai about?
Okay, it's a general concept. So I'll use this to explain the others.
Okay.
Is that our society generally doesn't like to shalai. That's where we are.
Right.
People don't like to understand where another person is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like anything that people get shushed down on,
mm-hmm.
I'm always a fan like proper communication can always make things better.
For sure.
But talking all the time is not proper communication.
Mm.
Complaining is not proper communication.
Yeah.
Like having to say something repeatedly.
It's not.
But as long as you're being honest and you talk,
mm-hmm.
I don't agree that there's some things you don't talk about.
Communication actually solves.
I feel like as much as both parties are very understanding enough and can actually have it, you mm-hmm. should have it.
Yeah.
The situation where you cannot maybe talk about something is when maybe the other party doesn't. You feel the other person will not be able to decode the things you want to say. Hence,
mm-hmm.
effort to be futile.
Yeah,
do you get?
Yeah.
So, but on a more serious note, things like on a more focal point, like what are the things that we always want to shalai every time?
Yeah.
Would always be the concept, hey, this one is hard though. Concept of how you treat other people as in love. Because people have a lot of old shitty ideas about loving. Like, you know, I'm not in relationship myself, but you know what they say?
Because you're a terrible person.
Coaches don't play.
Okay, cool. Mm. So you think
you're
a coach?
I am.
I feel like you OTJ breakfast. One guy.
One guy.
One guy.
All right. But no. But
you're a coach. Uncle, you're a single. See, that's why you're a clinical.
Wow. And I will shalaye for you today because I've told you that these are the things I like to shalaye on.
Okay.
When I come, they test me.
Oh, yeah.
First and foremost.
Oh, yeah. If you had a babe, now will you say you're a coach?
No, leave him.
Wow.
Leave him. Continue.
My point is that.
Yeah.
My point is. People don't really know much.
Right.
I'm not saying I know all the things that have to be known, but I feel like people's ideas are too pop culture oriented. Like they just want to do things they see in movies and in music, and it doesn't work that way. I was having a conversation with someone yesterday, with me and my flatmate, and I was explaining how love doesn't have to be the butterfly in your tummy. Like you don't have to have like.
I'm feeling some kind of.
Because the best thing is saying.
In everybody's defense, I feel like we are like this because. These are the things we grew up to see. That's our reference of love.
Yes.
Our parents. My own parents. I've never seen my parents hug.
Bro, let's
have a start. What do you want to learn the love? So, like, my reference of love comes from TV, movies, music videos, and everything.
So, you can't blame
so like that.
People I'm have not, I'm
no,
not.
No, we're just saying.
I get. But what I'm trying to say is that the fact that they don't want to have conversation about it is what I have issues with.
Yeah.
So, I'm always willing, any opportunity I have, I always want to explain that, love is a choice. You choosing to like continually like be favorably disposed towards someone. Do you get? Yeah, I'm not removing the fact that you can actually have butterflies in your tummy.
What?
Like very fact.
Yeah.
Although Aure doesn't have that experience because she lacks emotional empathy.
I actually hate you. I'm serious. It's not your fault.
But like you can.
But maybe she doesn't.
It's not something that
Let
always.
Let him be talking for me. Leave him.
Aure doesn't work. You that I met Aure like 1 hour ago. I was at him more
lati.
No, leave him now.
Anyways, I'm just saying generally,
Yeah.
So I feel like those are the questions we should have. And also I like to shalaye when it comes to when it comes to my value, beliefs, faith. Do you get once in a while? Do I like shalaye? But if the person is willing to have that conversation,
I like to shalaye.
Yeah, I like own it. But not with everybody. Like there are some people that will never have that conversation with.
Yeah, that's okay. And that's okay.
But once it comes close to it, like this, I'm telling you about how much God loves me and how I love God. I'm always it's one of the things in my life sure about.
Yeah.
And undoubted, like I know if I forget my name tomorrow, if I forget that Aure does not have big year. I can never forget that God loves me so much.
I'm sorry, I feel like I made a big mistake bringing you here. I don't know why we're here. You made or what big, you think you're doing.
You made something big.
The thing is that Tosin is out of this episode as it is now. Your so we have myself and Damola left with the personal podcast.
I'm not partaking though.
So the last question I'm gonna ask is, you know, we've said that things definitely, I don't know if we've said it, I feel like it was before we started that we said that things definitely have like a good side and a bad side. Still a fight over money, oh my god. Things definitely have a good side and a bad side, right? So talking about the art of shalaying, so to speak, you look at Twitter. I like to talk about Twitter because Twitter is like my home, so to speak. You see how people
and
are
then
very...
the symbol for Twitter is like your animal sign, a Yorofo.
Okay, cool. I'm serious. I'm sure Tosin is the most toxic. It's so toxic. Yeah, really toxic. I don't know how you got into my life. I'm about to kick you out.
It's because
anyway, as I was saying. He's intoxicated with you. Are you sick? As I was saying, right? So people, you notice that
you're saying
that
Twitter.
We're saying that people should shalaye. Mm-hmm. You go to Twitter, and you know some people in real life, and you notice that they are so opinionated about. Mm-hmm. I mean, they see the need to talk about. I don't know how to put it. Like, look at this bloggers that we're talking about. Obviously, we know that okay, maybe that's their work, right? But they also. Or if you look at, let me use stan culture as an idea.
And there should be ethics, even if it's at work. Like, there are ethics in every
Yeah, for
work.
Sure, for sure. I'm not justifying it. That's why, but I'm trying to shift the focus now. So you look at stan culture and see how people defend, the dream of defending their faves. You see how they go to extra lengths to, they will bring out, dig out the past of the person, this one. Do you understand? So why in a very opinionated
and
society, cancel culture.
The conversation
for these are the conversation. No, I've had this episode. I've talked about stan culture, talked about cancel culture before my podcast.
Things are like very, very big issues.
So do you understand? So what is your take on that? Because that's also them. In their mind, is like, now me get my Twitter. I feel tweet anything where I want. I feel shaking the call. But at the detriment of like, or at the expense of making people feel terrible for maybe certain decisions that they make, especially people that are out there, public mm-hmm. figures, so to speak. So what do you think about people like that are just so opinionated, they feel they need to talk? Or let me give you another context that my sister has experienced, right? So when she was pregnant, you know how people just feel the need to see you in church and it was actually really messy with my sister's head because my sister is not she's not Gen Z, she's not millennial, she's in the middle, she's one of those people that don't really have a place to stay. So, like you. So she's just, you know, it was really messing with her head, like, did I ask this woman for advice? Why does she feel the need to, you know, say these things to me? So what's your idea on people like that coming from society that we live in?
I feel it's the human nature to have opinions, but you know, it's also our responsibilities to be able to think in our heads and mm-hmm. shut our mouth. It's not everything.
Some people don't have filter. That's my own. They just anything that comes to their mind,
they say it.
They're saying it. They don't process it.
And I feel like more important, which you understand, when it comes to communication, I like to like be very intentional about it.
Okay,
you must understand people's platform and spaces. Right. Now, it's okay at times if you want to talk about something that is like abstract, just want to put your own opinion
mm-hmm,
out there.
Yeah.
Do you get? Now, if I don't ask for your opinion and you give it, in English it's called unsolicited opinion.
Yeah.
Because nobody asks.
Nah, you're just putting it out there. Or unpopular opinion.
On per head. Now, it's not like at times, it's not a lot, but now we must realize the boundary. Like, they are people's personal businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you know where it stems from. African folk tales, because people always want to bring out moral lesson from every story. It's not important.
Yeah.
Like, it's not every story. Actually, you know the idea. We grew up knowing that every story needs to have a moral lesson.
And there's always a bad, and a good part.
In real life, it's not like that.
Life is not black and white.
Right.
Yes.
Right. That's actually that makes sense. Mimoko, where is Ben?
So you want to sleep on me? Yeah, don't.
Mimoko, where is Ben?
And then I think it's the vodka. I mean, vodka. Why you heard it here?
You mean the vodka is
expensive? The water. I didn't partake in it. God. I did not partake in
this
it.
This has been so amazing. Thank you guys for joining me on my anniversary episode. It's such a special one. And Damola, it's you that I have to thank. I really don't know. Of course, she definitely wants to thank me. Do you want to tell us your brand name?
Yeah. Right. So my brand name is Royal Glow Skin. You can check us out on IG at RG_skin. Yeah, that's it. We're a luxury skincare brand.
You should see our skin right now. Our skin be popping. Yeah, be popping. That is why they call her Pop Mommy.
Okay, so what's your own what's your Instagram?
Right? You know what it is, Azuze Pokoto, my wait long gege atma bro. It's a very complicated MC on the microphone. Skinny 022Z Chrome. You know what it is? Follow me on Instagram at the corporate MC. I'll be doing a giveaway.
Not so corporate, but okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been amazing having me on this podcast with you.
I'm supposed to say that.
Oluwa Tosin, I know, the corporate MC. Now, is that corporate?
Yeah, that's more corporate.
All right, thank you so much. Catch you.
You don't get to say that. I get to say.
Say what?
Thank you so much.
Scrum Bay, it's your anniversary. You started it.
Oh my God.
You know,
at least.
Your anniversary to let someone to, you know. You know, I have one joke.
So, please,
People have told me to stop making jokes about menstruation, and that was on period.
That's a very foolish thing to say. You're very sick. I'm serious.
We're coming for you.
People have told me to stop cracking jokes about lame people, but, you know, it just doesn't
work. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to the. Anniversary episode.
I want to make a joke about blind people.
Oh my god! I'm serious. I feel like I hang out with really toxic people. Tosin is stopping. Tosin, you are topping the
list. See you for thanks. Thank you.
You are topping the list of toxic people. What was good? You are indulging him. I'm serious. You're actually indulging him. Like, what the hell? What do you think you are doing?
Is that what I'm saying? You want to go to indulge? You know, I can take it.
Okay, we're done.
What do you think you're doing?
We're just getting started. I'm making jokes and people are laughing in their house.
Nobody's laughing. Anyone that is still listening because it's already.
No, they're listening because they are feeling my vibe. I have one more joke. And this one, trust me, this one is going to be nice. And this is how the joke works. Sorry, I said, it's a pickup line. Are you ready? I'm going to the pickup line for you.
Okay.
So.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the Shalaye podcast. Right. It's already me. Love you. Bye.